Members of the region, families of Alaska, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to welcome you on behalf of the university to Eva McGowan Night at our Fine Arts Theater. Somehow through the years, there has developed a traditional association between Irish colleagues and Rose. We have such songs as The Rose of Sharon and The Rose of Killarney, Rose of Tralee, and even My Wild Irish Rose. And so we have some roses for our Irish colleen tonight. Miss Kathy Beichmann, representing the Spurs, will make the presentation. Thank you, Kathy. Some 35 years ago, when I was a student here at this institution, which was then called the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines, most of us had part-time jobs to help pay our way through college. And the job that fell my way was editor of the Farthest North Collegian, the college newspaper. But my duties extended somewhat beyond the editorial desk. I was also a driver of Dr. Bunnell's 1926 year, and my chores were to transport the president and dignitaries back and forth to town and run various and sundry errands. And in my scrapbook, I had a slip of paper that Dr. Bunnell gave me early in the summer of 1934, and it reads something like this: "Cash check. Run into the American hand laundry. Move my inventory card. See Miss Lynch." Miss Lynch is our cook, so she normally checks if she's needed any clothes. 2 p.m., Mrs. McGowan, Macintosh and Cuban drugstore, bring her out. Well, as I recall, I did go to Macintosh and Cuban drugstore and picked up Mrs. McGowan and got her out. And a couple of hours later, I took it back home. Of course, when she found that some of my forebears were Irish, well, we've been pretty good friends ever since. But Eva's McGowan's visit to the campus extended somewhat back from that trip in 1934 all the way to the beginning of the college, and I know they've continued without interruption ever since. Now, her loyalty has spanned the administration of President Bunnell, President Moore, President Patton, and President Moore. And incidentally, I'd like to say that President Emeritus, Dr. Emerson Patton, is here from Seattle to spend time to speak with us. And I wonder if Dr. Patton and Mrs. Patton would rise and take a bow. Thank you, Dr. Patton. And now the last named president, the president incumbent, I'd like to introduce the president of the university, Dr. William Wood.
This very special moment in the history of Alaska, the history of Fairbanks, and the history of the University of Alaska had its origin about a year ago, at a meeting of the Board of Regents. And I'm going to read from the minutes of that meeting. Music Rehearsal Hall. Regent Reedy moved, seconded by Regent Bullock, that the choir practice room in the music building of the Fine Arts Complex be designated the Eva McGowan Music Rehearsal Hall. Mrs. McGowan, official hostess of Fairbanks, has been a long-time loyal friend and supporter of the university throughout its entire history. And the motion carried unanimously. I had the pleasure then, a few days later, at commencement, to make the announcement that the very charming and talented and gracious lady, who was once the choir director at Belfast, Ireland, and long-time official hostess of Fairbanks, to be honored when the facility was nearing completion, the
naming
of a special room for a special lady. And this, in recognition in a very small way of her loyalty, a very wonderful support for the university throughout its entire history. And I think everyone in this audience, everyone actually in the whole state of Alaska, all those who around the world may even have gone, would join us at this time in our congratulations to this very wonderful lady. To commemorate the occasion, we have a small plaque with an inscription on it. The University of Alaska acknowledges with sincere thanks the friendship and enthusiastic support of Eva McGowan for more than half a century, and in appreciation for many kindnesses, today dedicates in her honor the Eva McGowan Music Room this April 30th, 1971.
Because I was born in the bunch of gin, and rose to the flower we have so dim. But when I look up and see a hole in the ground dug here for the Alaska Agricultural College there, away I think it was, or I was number 16, 14. I see me in 14 for miles. Little did I ever realize that I see an immense plant like this. Such wonderful buildings. Why, the people who come back here can't believe it. And then, one step upon another, it goes on one day after another, until you can't believe you're away in the north, in the frozen Alaska, and no word of mine to discuss the joy, the wonderful things that have happened to me. You know, yesterday I was in a co-op, this brings me down very close. And everything I didn't know, but all the young lady, everything called her Eva. And her little son about 2 hours. Mama, I want to meet a first lady. Sir, but that really got me over. And I tell you that I'm very happy of the great honor that has been bestowed on me. I had no idea when I came here. You're even just an article to both the poor little immigrant and a frightened Pauline. I never was on such thing. No, I don't think I'm ever frightened. But no words I could think of to express the joy of Dr. Wood and Mr. Carson I've known for long. He's a real guy. This is for me. But Mr. Carson. And I can't say I'm really nervous now. And I didn't have a day to say that there could be anything enough. And God bless this music hall. Music is the greatest thing you can enjoy. And if you don't know, I trust many children. And I listen to the children get on. And if you knew the children in my first class, they're bringing the butter to you. And remember the song they've learned in the music. Schoolhouse when I started, and I was just 18, I think. And I'm a little age now, but God be with you all, and I hope you all live long time and enjoy the music you hear and hear, the joyful tonight, the pits to be sitting, the used to sit in a circle, or in the box up there in Ireland. And now I have to say goodnight, and God bless you, everyone. The great occasion, lovely, tonight's time, and I'll be able to
thank you very much, Eva. I won't tell stories on her if you won't on me, but as I've reasoned over the years. Now, the Eden McGowan music room is located at the far end of the hallway to the right as you leave the theater, but I'm sorry to announce that it's still under construction, and so it is not open for inspection yet, as we had hoped it would be. But there is a collection in the Great Hall display case of pictures in the events of Eden McGowan, and I think they'll be of interest to you. And the pass for the door is also on display in the display case. And you're cordially invited to attend the reception following the opera tonight out in the Great Hall and to say hello to Eva. Thank you very much.